And I'm delighted to welcome to the show Ian Scobie, who's the boss of all of this. Ian, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's really, actually, it's one of the best lineups in years, it seems to me.
Very nice of you to say, so thank you.
And it has a familiar feel. Is that, did you consciously decide that perhaps before this 20th anniversary you should bring back some of the successful acts of previous years?
Yes, we did. It was in thinking of how to mark 20 years, revisiting some of the key performers who'd had wonderful moments at the festival seemed like a really good idea. And it sort of went on from there. Of course, having the combination of people like the Pigram Brothers, your next guest, who were such a fantastic discovery, I think, for our audiences when they first played the festival, having them back, and the likes of Lojo and Tanarawan, does have that sense of trying to touch on the festival memories.
Yes. The 20 years here, how long has the WOMAD movement been going?
30 years, yeah. It's 30 years since the first WOMAD was presented in the UK. So the WOMAD Festival this year in Charlton Park will be equally special, I know.
And how many venues around the world now?
It's changed over the years. There are a few less this year. There was one in Abu Dhabi that was done for a few years, but I think it's the UK and Sicily is happening this year, and there are discussions afoot for an event to be established in North America, which have some way to go, I think. But certainly the most consistent ones have been outside the UK. Adelaide and WOMAD New Zealand, which of course is the weekend after Adelaide.
This has become a fixture here in Adelaide, undoubtedly. And it's interesting to me the way in which not so much WOMAD itself has changed over the years, but everything else around it has changed over the years to mimic WOMAD, it seems to me. I mean, the other festivals, I mean, we used to have, you know, the Port Fairy Folk Festival, the Byron Bay Blues Festival, and each festival had its own sort of specialist area, and now, in actual fact, most of them are like WOMAD-Adelaide.
I think that's true, and of course, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, as the saying goes, and I think in exploring the depth of music and finding different pathways that can be of interest to audiences, there's a natural tendency to spread outwards. But, you know, reflecting on the first WOMAD Adelaide in 92, one of our sponsors was the local FM radio station, which was obliged to play the music of this guy called Yusin Adur, and the DJs had terrible trouble with it. But added to that, his record started selling as a result of the festival, so they then had to keep playing it.
But in a way, I suppose what will happen eventually, I mean, not next year, but eventually, is that WOMAD Adelaide makes itself unnecessary because it's been so successful, because everybody knows all of this music and they hear it all the time wherever they go, and it's played on radio stations, so we don't need this, do we?
Well, I suppose you could say that, although, you know, the death of cinema was predicted some while ago. I think it's hard to pass the real warmth of coming together with other people at a live performance of some kind. And I think the strength of this festival has very much been that it's much more than the sum of its parts. And equally, it's never just been a world music festival. It's about music from around the world. And, you know, this year having the Dirty Three, for example, I'm really pleased to have them on the bill. And I'm sure many of our audience will be introduced to them, notwithstanding how well known they are and their career with playing with Nick Cave and many other artists. So I think it's that continual ability to cross over for different musical types and from different countries. I mean, certainly when anyone says, as you said, oh, this is the best program ever, it always gives you the cold sweats as to, you know, what you're going to do next. But April is a bit kind of, but there are some most amazing musicians out there in the world, as you know, and it's not for the lack of talent or diversity to put together a program. There are many other things that make it challenging, but it's not for the lack of interesting music and musicians.
And do you, I imagine you sitting in your office with a map of the world with little pins in it representing all of the different acts, and then you think, oh, there's this big sort of hole around East Africa. We've got to get somebody from there.
It's not quite as planned as that, but it is certainly a case that we work, you know, very very collaboratively with our colleagues at WOMED. Paula Henderson, the program director there, and Annette Tripodi, our program manager here, and with our colleagues in New Zealand. There is a strange mix of serendipity of oh, this that didn't work last year for whatever reason. Let's try again next year. We do certainly reach a point where we go, what are we missing? And it now is often less about the country and more about a musical style that you might want to leaven out the program a bit, I suppose.
And do you have a wish list? I mean, are there people that you have always wanted to get to WOM Adelaide and have never quite succeeded?
I'm not going to tell you that. but yes, there are artists that we have tried for. We do have, there are a number who sometimes it just becomes too hard, and we sort of say in the office, strike three, they're out.
But I'm sure there'll be some next year that we've never heard of before.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm sure there'll be some that we've never heard of either.
Yes, that's right. And meanwhile, you're forced to kind of roam the world like the Flying Dutchman, seeking out these acts.
Yes, well, one's feelers are, if not one personally. Yeah, there are, as I say, you know, many colleagues who are looking out for work. And we're really blessed, for example, in having the ability working with WOMAD. Andy Union were at Charlton Park last year. Stuff Bender Bilili I saw there a couple of years ago and was really taken by the sense of suddenly they started and you could see people just with their ears pricked up. What is that amazing sound? And just being drawn to that performance. So it is fabulous to be able to see a band live, to see how they interact with an audience, because CDs are all very well, but performance on stage can be significantly different.
Thanks very much for talking to me.
A pleasure. Thank you.